Well, Scotty, why don't you go ahead and pester me about the shit you've been pestering me about all fucking day.
Pester?
Yeah. Pester, dude?
Yeah, pestering.
All right, so I decided, out of the kindness of my heart, to throw a soiree.
Well, you know, this already has no credibility.
A soiree for TJ.
Soiree.
And what does TJ love to eat, Paul?
What is the definition of a soiree?
A soiree is an evening event.
An evening event,
TJ. With food, usually, and music.
I was going to hold an event in TJ's honor, dude. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking... I bought 4 pounds of grass-fed beef from Whole Foods. I spent a lot of money on that beef, by the way, TJ. Very expensive beef. Finest ingredients I could really procure in this area. I'm like, I'm going to hold an event in TJ's honor. So I call TJ up, doesn't answer his phone. I'm like, TJ's probably tired. He's a busy guy. I'll try him again later. So finally, after hours of TJ ignoring my calls and screening me, I finally get a call from TJ.
What do you want?
What do you want, Scott? And I'm like, TJ, I was making this some tacos and burritos. I know you like to eat that shit, dude. I know you're probably going to eat some nasty Domino's or something. Why don't you come on down to Mom and Steve's house, have some tacos?
I did not plan for that, Scotty. I'm sorry. I would not be attending your soiree or whatever the fuck it is.
What is it with the men in your family making excuses to not eat good free
meals? I fucking offered you some tacos, TJ. And what the fuck did you do? You fucking batted my hand away.
Taco TJ. Taco TJ and roast beef TJ. Scotty. Or roast beef
the
Stevie.
The fuck's the people in my fucking life, dude, Paul, that mistreat me like this, TJ? I want a fucking apology for the fucking abhorrent behavior you showed last night, TJ.
I'm telling you, dude, one of these days, Scotty's going to invite me.
I held
me
this
and you
event
know what,
in
you know
your honor.
Happen?
Everyone
I'm go
showed
eat a
up,
nice
TJ.
Meal.
And I was like, where's TJ at? The whole time, where's TJ at? Oh, he couldn't make it. Couldn't make it to an event for him.
I did not plan on that, Scotty.
I'm sorry, Scotty. I did not plan to attend
I have
event.
Porn to watch and penis to jerk, so no.
So what do you have to say for yourself? That's a very serious accusation.
How do you answer this,
against
TJ?
Man, all that happened was...
Man.
Chelsea came home, and she was like, yeah, we got invited to eat tacos. You want to do that? I'm like, nah. And then Scotty called, and he's like, you coming to taco night? I'm like, nah. And he's like, what the fuck?
Wow, dude.
Just gonna eat some garbage in your fucking garbage house.
I'm like, I would have, I mean,
that's
like.
That's not how it went, dude.
If you'd have fucking told me, like, more in advance, but, like,
this is happening now. This is a funny.
I get, like, an hour's notice, like, you coming to taco night or not. And then if I say no, it's like, what the fucking shit?
This is a really funny
story. It wasn't
story.
Like, this was a week in advance I was told about this shit.
Oh. I like this tale you've invented, TJ.
Oh, man. God.
I called you. I'm like, can we do a recreation? I don't want to fucking take too much time. But I was like, hey, TJ, you're such a great guy. I'm throwing this party in your honor. I'd really like you to show up, and I'll play the role of TJ as well.
Fuck you, Scotty. I am busy, you piece of worthless shit. Take your party and shove it up your fucking lazy, fat fucking ass, bitch. Bye.
Wow.
Totally accurate.
That sounds like TJ. So I don't know.
I'm done. I'm not going to take any more of the people's valuable time. I just had to vent a little bit.
All right. Well, there you go. There's that. So today's episode.
Taco TJ, dude.
Today's episode is about spiders. Look at that friendly little guy.
TJ, that's not a spider.
Aww.
That's a cartoon.
Look at the cute little spider. Look,
you
he's
know,
smiling, Paul. He likes you.
You know what spiders really look like, TJ. The mandibles, the weird little finger things that feed prey into their maws, the 8 skittering legs, the glistening black bodies covered in strange sporadic hair.
So apparently a lot of the audience feels the same as me, because this is when I put up this episode, and like within the first like minute.
Nope.
Of the link being up, it was like, first episode, I'll watch audio only, listen to. Nope. No, I'm out.
The problem I have with
where
this...
Where you now go, I cannot follow.
The problem I really have with
that's
this...
That's a trenchant anarchist.
Is that you put this episode together, dude.
Yeah, I did.
So, I mean... I saw the little cutesy spider. I mean, we have to really question the credibility of this episode to begin with.
Well,
you?
First of all, we've got to question the credibility of the trenchant anarchist there, because how the fuck are you going to be an anarchist if you can't hang with a spider, dude? If a spider is all it takes
screen.
Down to tear down your anarchy movement, then you're fucked from the get-go, man.
Yeah, we'll defeat the enemy as long as they don't have spiders.
What the fuck is that, dude? That's... If that was in my house, I would be like, what the fuck is going on?
So I'm going to read you guys a little bit of information about spiders.
Okay.
Here's some facts. Spiders are evil given flesh. They were invented in the year 666 by the devil, who wanted something a little scarier than demons to serve him. Some scientists believe that spiders evolved from a crab-like ancestor, but anyone who looks honestly at a spider can see immediately that they are not part of nature. They are an affront to all that is good and pleasing. They are eight-legged mega-demons from a place that would make hell look like heaven in comparison.
Wow.
Now, these are some of the scientific opinions.
This sounds entirely factual.
Yeah, Wikipedia is strangely partisan on this issue of spiders.
Who isn't, Paul? Who really is?
I'm not, TJ.
You're fair to spiders.
I like spiders. In fact, there's a little like house spider or something in my house. I don't kill that motherfucker because he's out to get the things that I really don't want in my house.
Right.
You're actually
cockroaches,
right about that.
Mosquitoes, flies.
Flies.
I'd rather have a little spider.
I feel
bro.
Like you said each of those in a different Floys. Accent.
A flugen.
A fliegen, a skirtin.
Because when you said mosquitoes, it sounded like southern, like mosquitoes.
Skaters.
And then you went to like Floys. A New York Floys.
Paul, what if this spider was in your house, though? How would you feel then?
Well, now, hold on.
that's a horse of a different color.
We got to understand that this dude, look at the pebbles. I bet those are just tiny little grains of sand that he's on, dude. This guy's probably not all that big, right?
I guess again, dude.
It's like a little jumping spider or something. It's just a macro photograph.
I don't know what species this particular spider is, but he looks like pretty fucking big to me.
This is like Kilius Polycus or something.
Kilius Polycus.
Nah, man. I mean, whatever. Like, there is...
He injects his venom into the victim's dick and...
I do have my limits and shit, but I'm not immediately repulsed by the thought. Like, TJ, you go, like, catatonic at the thought of a spider.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking scared shitless of spiders.
Dude, when I was doing research for this episode, Chelsea came behind me, and she had like some one of those little bubble things, you know, where you blow bubbles. And I'm bubbles now. She blew some bubbles past me, and I saw one of the corner of my eye, and I literally screamed like a woman. Because I was just in spider land.
Right, because you were looking up spiders, and then all of a sudden something moved.
Anything
shouldn't be there.
Anything in the periphery of my eye at that moment was sure to be a spider.
Do you remember that myth about spiders? Like, the average person in their sleep eats eight spiders.
Oh, yeah, they're always swallowing spiders.
Yeah, I was like, come on, dude.
I mean, it's probably
true. That's, of course,
true.
A myth, because in reality, you've probably eaten far more spiders than just eight. You know, thousands of spiders.
Well, I eat them
I don't
on
think
purpose.
Spiders commit suicide, dude. Are they committing, like, spider seppuku?
Some do.
In fact, I'm like the Oogie Boogie Man, TJ. That's why I'm so round and flabby.
So,
Paul, you're not round. You're
with spiders. Let me give you guys a little bit more information here. Spiders are found worldwide on every continent except Antarctica. So that's the place you got to be. If really
we ain't
spiders.
Explored all of that yet.
There could be some ice spiders.
Oh,
you don't
hell
know.
Fucking yeah, there are, dude.
And have become
penguin eating
ice spiders.
They've become established in nearly every habitat, with the exception of air and sea colonization. As of November...
Thank goodness for that, by the way.
Yeah. As of November 2015, there are at least 45,700 spider species, and 113 families have been recorded by taxonomists. Now, there is some argument over, you know, where those lines are and stuff. Here's a cute little spider. It's not too scary.
Yeah.
This is actually the only predominantly herbivore spider. It's called a Bagheera kiplinga.
Now, do you feel the same way about this little dude?
You know, I mean, he looks like he's small enough to not be too scary, and he's kind
of
shiny.
I mean, you're not afraid of those little tiny spiders,
but he's a plant
right?
eater, too. He's not even looking at... He's not even looking at you.
Every other species of spider on Earth is a predator, mostly preying on insects and other spiders, although a few large species also take birds and lizards. Hmm. It is estimated that the world's 25 million tons of spiders kill 400 to 800 million tons of prey every year.
Damn,
wow.
Spiders use a wide range of strategies to capture prey. Of course,
the web, of course.
Webs, yeah. Classic. lassoing with sticky bolas. I don't even know what a bola is.
They do the
a bola is like when they throw those. That it's two rocks tied together with a rope.
Okay.
So like, well, that's what they do, dude. I've seen nature documentaries. They take like a big sticky glob of silk and pull it out of their butt, and there's a glob on the end of it, and they sling the glob. But it's still attached to the silk.
Dude, that's pretty fucking
that's cool.
And they grab something and reel it in with their fucking eight little legs, TJ. What if you were the prey being reeled in? What if a giant spacefaring race of arachnoids dropped down and sprayed you with some fucking sticky shit and started reeling you in towards them, TJ?
Like the killer clowns.
That'd be pretty cool.
Some of them mimic their prey to avoid detection and run it down. Most detect prey mainly by sensing vibrations, but the active hunters have acute vision as well.
Yeah.
Hunters of the genus Portia show signs of intelligence in their choice of tactics and ability to develop new ones. Spiders' guts are too narrow to take on solids, so they liquefy their food by flooding it with digestive enzymes. So if you've seen The Fly, it's basically the same thing with spiders. They puke out some horrible
bile.
Yeah, onto their prey, which
liquefies
it, and then they suck up
liquid. A lot of times what they do is they inject the prey with that. Like, let's say they find like a little insect, and they just liquefy the insides and just drink them.
Now, we'll get back to the Portia spiders in a second.
TJ, like, it was a spider big enough to drink you, dude?
Oh, man,
that'd
TJ.
That'd be crazy. Like, a spider just injects, TJ starts drinking.
So here's the anatomy of a spider.
Cool.
Obviously, every spider species is a little different, but here's just a generalized anatomy chart. you see, they have a pretty interesting heart. It goes the whole length of their abdomen here.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like way freakier than any spider. Like, look how that like the spider's inner workings.
This breathing apparatus they hear is called a book lung, and I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it has some sort of gaseous interaction with the environments around it. There's like a slight opening, and you see all these little folds and stuff in there to maximize the amount that's exposed to the air. And this is their respiratory organ, but it's interesting because it's actually not related to the lungs of like human beings or
mammals.
Mammals or anything. It's
so it's totally different.
It's a totally different organ.
Probably because of their crab origins, right?
Yeah.
They didn't come from something that had a lung, so they had to develop one, and they went a different way than we went.
Yeah, it's kind of like the eye of like a squid, how it's like a separate evolutionary pathway that, you know, gave them their eyes than the pathway.
Right.
Different environments.
It's like a gill, almost, if you look at it. Slits.
Yep.
You can see the origins of it in a gill.
You see here they have a very small stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because they have a very narrow digestive tract. It has to go through this very slim passage here, which is why they can't eat big, massive chunks. They have to make everything liquid so that it can just flow through them.
Dude, spiders are like all like the fucking drinking and sure and shit. They're on those liquid-only diets.
Yeah, it looks like, because it's liquid, so the it says a sucking stomach.
Yes.
So it looks like the stomach isn't even for storage of food, so it's not like a normal stomach.
Yeah, it's basically
it's
just
literally just contracts and
through.
Sucks the liquid down.
It's just like a nice
intestine is really where all the magic is happening here.
Yeah.
For sure. The intestine is huge in comparison to the stomach.
Yes.
It's just like a vacuum, dude. It's like...
Yeah, it just...
They don't do much in the way of storage. You could see that there's all these things coming out.
Now, it says simple eye, but spiders have eight eyes, right? Ten eyes?
I think
or
it's four to eight. I don't know. I think it's eight.
I've always wondered what navigating an environment with more than two eyes must be like.
Must be pretty fucking awesome, dude.
Like, your brain has to be totally different, so it's programmed to receive that kind of information. But what is it like to have... Because they're fractal, too, right? So they're like... They're insectoid. Do they have, like, the same vision type of eye as a fly? No, they don't.
No, because theirs are all connected.
Yeah, they're like mollusk eyes.
Anyway, we did mention earlier, and I meant to play this video for you guys, that some of these spiders actually eat birds. So I wanted to show you guys a spider actually attacking a bird. Here you go.
What the fuck, dude? No. No.
Writhe in agony. You will soon be suckled.
God, what kind of blighted country is this that has this thing running around in it? Fuck that. Get a shoe and save that little birdie.
That bird is fucked.
You can't interfere
well,
in
now
nature,
it is,
because
they allowed it to fucking get injected. It was fighting pretty hard. They could have saved that motherfucker.
It's a nature documentary, Paul. You cannot interfere.
Nature documentary.
I think this is just some assholes with a camera.
Oh, yes. Let it eat the bird.
Someone said it's Brazil.
Oh, God. Fuck that place. See, now, I do have an upper size limit for spiders and my tolerance of them. Oh, look, that bird's still alive, dude. You could still save it.
Anything that can kill a bird. Fucked. You're not down with. Huh?
It looks like a baby.
No,
bird.
If it's as big as my hand, unless it's a real docile, because like this motherfucker's quick too. Like this is not a tarantula. You know what I mean? This is like, I mean, it might be kind of a tarantula, but this is not the type of tarantula that I'm used to. The tarantula that I'm used to is a very docile, slow creature.
Damn, dude, this thing's fucking hard. It's like ripping through that bird like nothing.
My
it's like
God, dude.
It's like going through butter, dude.
It's like watching a fucking alien or some shit. Look at it.
Damn, dude.
Fuck no.
Oh, it's going to its organs now, Paul. Look at that.
No.
Focus. Oh, focus your camera, you idiot.
Scotty's just excited. He's like, yeah, rip it apart.
The fucking bird is dead anyways. What
this
fuck?
Explains why Scotty was jerking off to Starship Troopers that one time.
Let's not talk about that.
he's got a bug fetish, dude.
Yeah, dude,
there's
he likes
something about
shit.
Bugs that he's just like, ooh.
Focus your camera.
Focus.
Show the mandibles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
mandibles
guys.
On demandibles. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Look at that pulsating
I can't lie.
Thorax.
I've been rock hard since we even started talking about this episode.
So, to avoid being eaten by females, which are typically much larger, male spiders identify themselves to potential mates by a variety of complex courtship rituals. Males of most species survive few matings, limited mainly by their short lifespans, however. Females weave silk egg cases, each of which can contain hundreds of eggs. Females of many species care for their young, for example, by carrying them around or by sharing food with them. A minority of species are social, building communal webs that may house anywhere from a few to 50,000 individuals. Social behavior ranges from precarious toleration, as in the widow spiders, to cooperative hunting and food sharing. Although most spiders live for up to 2 years, tarantulas and other megalomorph spiders can live up to 25 years in captivity.
Whoa, megalomorphs?
Yes. I don't know if I mean,
we are the megalomorphs.
So here is a you heard there about female spiders often eating their partners. So I of course found some video of that as well.
On occasion, even a
I'm gonna go ahead and turn
spider.
The
it's
David Attenborough off because I feel like that might draw some kind of
well, clearly what he needs to do.
So this little guy here has got the unenviable task of mating with.
Excuse me, ma'am. But
she is
can
much,
you, can
much
I fuck
larger.
Your pussy?
He needs to pull the SJW thing. Just identify.
See how much bigger she is.
Just identify as a trans spider, dude. Like, look, I'm female, but I still want to
so
fuck you.
So he's like, okay, I'm gonna come fuck you.
Can I fuck you, ma'am?
Please don't eat
dude,
me.
Dude, the size ma'am, advantage the female has is massive. It's like, I want to eat you. Okay, no, give me your fucking sperm. Give me that dick.
She could eat him in a
give me that dick right now. Yeah, but she wants a dick first, dude.
Well, she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's hungry. That's his fucking
well, no,
lot
she,
in life.
She knows she's going to get a snack anyways. In her mind, it's a snack anyways.
So he's trying to do the little complex ritual of letting him approach here. He's doing all his little signals and shit, like, I am a worthy mate. Let me
dude,
fuck
he's cutting her fucking
pussy.
Web.
Yeah, I think that's to...
he has to, dude.
I forget what that's for. David Attenborough explained
the show. I think it's to show like his competency in like building a nest or something.
I think
he just destroyed her nest.
Dude, it's to show how competent he is. Dude, look at he's rebuilding.
I think maybe it has to do with him creating his escape route or something. There's a reason why. I don't remember what it is.
He's a craftsman, dude.
But
he's
dude, no fucking, wonder they fucking get eaten so often. If you came into dicks. Somebody my house and fucking cut they up
start
the
knocking down walls and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, I do think it is actually seriously an escape route, though. I think that's what it is.
So he's starting to get ready to approach here.
It's like, son, I'm going to fuck this bitch.
Oh,
all right.
Man,
and
no.
She's like, all right, I'm ready.
No.
Let's get this.
She doesn't want it. Go away,
she wants it, dude.
She's
look.
She's going to take it.
She's showing her belly, dude.
She's going to take it?
Yeah, she's showing. She. That's why she turned over on her belly there so he could go.
Oh, no, little dude. I don't trust her. Look at it. Shit. Oh, no. She's no.
You got to do it.
Deposit the semen.
Oh, dude, he's
she's
scared.
She's faking it. She's playing possum.
Come on. Pump and dump and go.
You got to. Pump and run. Pump and run.
All right, little guy.
Get
it
in
there.
There.
He's getting in
oh
there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine
dude, he's
if
in
this
the belly
was
of the beast.
Fucking time?
Literally.
Nope. You're fucked.
Oh
she's going to eat you. You're
see,
fucking
I
dinner.
Told him.
You're dinner, dude.
I tried to fucking warn him, dude. I could tell that she was just fucking pretending.
He did get to deposit the semen, but as soon as he did, he was caught.
Damn. Wow. That bitch is cold, dude. She's all like, all right, you want to do it? You want to do it? You want to do it? Oh, gotcha. You're dead.
All right, and now you die.
I'm just going to leave him there.
And then, my friend, you die.
I knew it was going to happen, dude. Oh, some, man. See, dude, I have a radar about these bitches, man. I know what their intentions
icon,
are.
Someone says.
TJ, don't you wish you were a spider, dude? Because you want to be eaten, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just
I mean, imagine that. Like, you get laid, and then you get killed.
Ah,
I mean, it's perfect.
And she just bites your head off.
So you act like you and spiders have nothing in common. A lot of male spiders are like pretty much how you aspire to be.
Like most arachnids, including scorpions, spiders have... I already read about their narrow digestive system, so I don't need to read about that.
Dude, that spider's name, Al Franken, dude.
Al Franken. So we were going to talk about the Portia spider here. This guy.
Looks friendly.
He is notable for being the smartest spider. Here's his range here.
Thank so Southeast goodness. Asia, Australia, and Africa.
So he's nowhere near us.
So this is where the intelligent spiders that are going to take over after we scour the earth of ourselves
yes.
are going to come from.
They hunt in ways that are very intelligent. All members of Portia have instinctive hunting tactics for their most common prey, but can improvise by trial and error against unfamiliar prey or in unfamiliar situations. Blah, 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 blah. Where'd it go? Shit, I lost my place. Portia species can make detours to find the best attack angle against dangerous prey. Even when the best detour takes a Portia out of visual contact with the prey. And sometimes they plan routes. The planned routes lead to abseiling down a silk thread and biting the prey from behind. Such detours may take up to an hour. And a Portia usually picks the best route, even if it needs to walk past an incorrect route. If Portia makes a mistake while hunting another spider, it may itself be killed. Portia uses trial and error to successfully solve a confinement problem, i.e. how to escape from an island surrounded by water when both when correct choices are rewarded and when incorrect choices are punished. Nonetheless, they seem to be relatively slow thinkers, as is to be expected, since they solve tactical problems by using brains vastly smaller than those of mammalian predators. Portia has a brain significantly smaller than the size of the head of a pin, and it only has about 600,000 neurons, hundreds of thousands of times fewer than the human brain.
Yeah, so
but twice as much as Ben Shapiro, interestingly.
Dude, their brains are like on dial-up. It's like, what do I do?
Dude, we need to inject like a hormone or a steroid or some shit into that brain and make it double and triple in size. Dude, we need to make smart spiders.
Smart spiders.
And get them on our side and train them and send them in tactically, dude.
What's that movie, Paul? Like, or it's like the mist or something. Let's send Paul into the mist with those spiders.
No.
Here's the super smart spiders. Hope they don't kill us.
Dude, we should import a bunch of these and put them in TJ's backyard and see what the smart spiders do to them.
The smart spiders.
Yeah, dude. If you had, what if you think like a colony of smart spiders in your backyard would?
Although we'll kind of find TJ like fucking wrapped up in a web, dude.
Because TJ would go out and fight them every once in a while, but they would learn every time. He wouldn't get all of them.
Each time they get a little smarter, a little bit more ready for the confrontation.
He'd be like, "Goddamn motherfucking spiders!" He'd go out there with like torches and shit and burn their nests. But the next time he came back, they'd be ready for him, dude, and he'd have to up his ante.
Dude, it'd be the spider ambush. They'd fucking come at him all at once.
Dude, that's a great... I just had a great idea for a cool little horror movie, dude. TJ versus the spiders, dude.
Oh, shit.
TJ's just like a solitary hermit that lives in this place, and he's got a spider problem in his backyard, and he keeps fighting them, but every time they get smarter.
Just a little smarter with each successive generation. I thought I pulled a video for these guys, but I guess that it didn't get pulled properly.
Of Portia.
So I'll just go ahead and pull it up on YouTube. Because they're actually like a jumping spider, so they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I like jumping spiders.
You see them bouncing around like a bunch of retards.
Well, they're not retarded, TJ. I mean, it's just what they do.
They're retarded.
They're not retarded, TJ. I take exception to that. Let's see this little fucker.
Just watch
they have superpowers.
Watch him jump.
Let's see what his vertical's like. All right,
I'm do a little bounce.
I'm on a fucking leaf.
Boing.
Boing. Jump, bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. Look at him go.
Let's see the slow-mo jump.
Yeah, see, these are the types of spiders I really like. I like these little dudes.
So they're pretty smart, and I mean, for a spider anyway, and they're also pretty interesting little jumpers. But, you know, I don't think we're here to be fascinated by spiders. I feel like we're here to be scared of spiders.
I want some dangerous. What the fucking bad boy spiders?
I don't know what you're talking about, TJ. I think spiders are fascinating little creatures, and I'm not afraid. I don't think you can make me
so
afraid.
So you said that any spider that was... about the size of your hand?
Or larger, yeah. That's a little much for me.
What about one that's way larger than your hand?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that guy actually kind of looks
Is that
cuddly.
Real? Or is that a Photoshop, dude?
That is real.
Is that a shoop, TJ?
That is not a shoop.
It's shooped.
That looks shooped. Like a shoop, TJ.
It's not shoop.
Did you fall shoopy. For a shoop? Look, dude, the pebbles shoopy. On the left are blurrier than the ones on the right. That's clear evidence
of... Oh, it's a shoop.
That's the stroke tool, dude. It's a shoop.
It's a shoop. No, that's real.
This guy actually, I'll be honest with you.
Even if it's not real, that is their size.
He looks kind of cuddly.
Looks like a cuddly guy.
Yeah, he looks kind of cuddly.
Oh.
It's like a teddy bear. It's like a spider teddy bear.
Well,
dude.
Here's a video of him cuddling with a nice little mousie.
Oh.
He's going to go, your cuddly little friend's going to go cuddle on a mouse.
This little mouse is going to party like it's 1999.
Rupert, get
dude.
Out of there. Rupert, listen to me. That is a dangerous thing over there. Rupert. Rupert.
Go find him.
Listen to me now. If you have fucking brain in your head, you better run, Rupert.
So this
That's
guy
death
here,
behind you, Rupert.
This guy here,
Rupert.
Is called,
no, don't go over there, Rupert. What are you doing, Rupert?
Dude, the spider's no! totally trying to get away from him. He's like, I don't want to eat you right
Does
now.
Rupert is Rupert. You don't have to end it like this, Rupert. You don't. Is he suicidal?
I think he has a death
doesn't
wish.
He see that thing?
He has a death wish, dude.
Rupert,
keep going.
No, Rupert. Struggle against the venom.
So this is called a Goliath bird eater tarantula.
Oh, God, Rupert, no.
Found in northern South America. It's the largest spider
the
in the world by mass.
Of the field mouse.
And size, but is second to the giant huntsman spider by leg span. Unlike other species of spider tarantula, females do not eat the males during mating. Females mature in 3 to 6 years and have an average lifespan of 15 to 25 years.
Oh, my God.
Males die soon after maturity and have a lifespan of 3 to 6 years.
How fair is that?
It's not. Despite its name, it is rare for a Goliath bird eater to actually prey on birds. In the wild, its diet consists primarily of other large arthropods, worms, amphibians. However, because of its size and opportunistic predatory behavior, it is not uncommon for this species to kill and consume a variety of insects and small terrestrial vertebrates. In the wild, it has been observed feeding on rodents, like we just saw, frogs, toads, lizards, and even snakes.
In the arms of the angels. Rupert, gone but not forgotten, dude.
Dude, Rupert only lived about 2 years anyways, Paul.
Rupert,
so, I mean,
no.
The candle that burns twice as bright burns twice as fast, Paul.
So, that's the...
Rupert did live a great life. He's such an inquisitive little mouse, man.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, you spend all your time waiting. Somebody say something. TJ... We got to say something.
So once again, that's the Goliath bird eater, the largest
No, something
spider.
For Rupert, TJ.
Rupert's dead.
So, no.
Rupert's
dead. We need
dead.
To give him a proper eulogy, TJ.
Paul, you loved him. Why don't you do
it? Come on, you're the wordsmith, TJ. You're the amazing atheist. Come on, man.
Rupert was a mouse. Now he is dead. The end.
It was beautiful.
Deadliest spider.
Which one is the deadliest?
Yeah.
That one that just killed Rupert, probably. No?
No way.
Australian funnel web spider.
Of course, Australia, dude.
Yeah, fuck that place.
It was going to be from anywhere. It had to be fucking Australia. Oh, fuck no.
This is not it. This is actually...
Oh, still fuck no, dude.
This spider here is actually the giant huntsman spider, which is also in Australia.
Wonderful.
It has the largest leg span of any spider.
Oh, God, that's gangly.
So even though this is technically the biggest spider by volume, this is the biggest by leg
span. Yeah, it's like a dinner plate.
Yes. But this little guy, also native, of course, to Australia, is the deadliest spider in the world, the Australian funnel web spider.
But, I mean, how many does it kill every year? As far as
the venom from this spider is packed with at least 40 different toxic proteins.
Oh, God.
Which can overload the body's nervous system and reportedly kill someone in minutes. With a funnel web bite to the torso, you're dead, Dr. Robert Raven of the Queensland Museum has said. No other spider can claim that reputation. Dr. Robert Raven also says the atraxotoxin protein contained within funnel web venom is responsible for its severe effects on the nervous system, shorting out the synapses in the nerves and halting the relaxation cycle. This causes constant firing of the nerves, or fibrillation, resulting in a number of symptoms, including rapid heart rate, increased blood pressure, breathing difficulty, and numbness around the mouth.
Oh,
people
shit.
Know within minutes that they're going to die or are in deep, deep trouble. Death has occurred with funnel webs in 15 minutes.
Wow.
So you could get bit by this thing and be dead 15 minutes later from its potent combination of 40 different neurotoxins.
See, this
is what they said?
Here's my question. Why does something like this that clearly it doesn't feed on humans, it feeds on insects or mice or whatever?
Because it's in an evolutionary arm race with something else that's eating this. So it has to have this probably to survive. But then if you come along, you weren't part of the plan, but they're probably very territorial or whatever. I'm not really sure what the nature of these spiders, but for whatever reason, they bite you. That's
well, there have been at least 14 reported deaths from this spider, and of course, a lot more people getting very seriously injured by it. You know, they say that like they said, the bite to the torso is really the kiss of death, because if you get it on an arm or something, you can put a tourniquet on that, or a tourniquet, as they say, overseas, and then you might lose that limb, but you'll probably keep your life.
Fuck, right? Dude. That's
but if it
crazy.
Bites your torso or your neck or your head or something, you're just... Goodbye. You're doomed.
Dude, we should just do an episode about all the terrible shit Australia has, dude. Because there's so many... there's like some plant. I forget the name of it.
Terrors of Australia.
But it's just the fucking worst shit. It does the worst shit to you.
There are anti-venom for this spider bite. Yeah, well, good luck getting to it in 15 minutes.
Dude, if I was in Australia, I'd have it in my pocket.
It'd be in your pocket at all times.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's not... It probably doesn't live in every part of Australia. It's probably not... It's range wise
throughout. I don't care.
Because
these motherfuckers
move. Let me look
up
its range.
They skitter. Dude, I wouldn't trust it, dude. Anywhere on that continent,
is it a, desert spider or what is it?
It's a goddamn.
Or is it a coastal spider?
It's got a few different variants all over the country.
Oh, okay. So, there's different species of it.
So it looks like it's just on the outermost part of the continent, but
that's where all the fucking...
It's basically the part of the continent where everyone who lives on the continent
lives.
Oh,
wow, of course. So
yeah, the inhabitable zone.
Well, that's one of the reasons... When I was reading about this spider, they were basically saying that one of the biggest problems with it, aside from just the potency of its venom, is how close in proximity it lives to the human populations there in Australia.
Isn't that where like Sydney, Australia is or
yes,
something? Yeah.
They live around Sydney. So, yeah, Australia just looks like Texas upside down, kind of.
Wow. Yeah, it kind of does.
A little bit.
Anyway, that's where they live. I guess that the redness indicates where they're more common. I don't know. But yeah, pretty much around the major population centers of Australia, you will find these spiders hanging out. So it's not like you can comfort yourself on an Australia visit that you're not around them, because you are.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude.
Nope. Yeah, fuck no,
People
dude.
Are always coming in my chat and being like, come to Australia, we love you here. It's like, I don't care.
I'd go, but I would want assurances that there were no funnel webs everywhere. I want an expert to look around for evidence.
No, I want a spider killing team with me at all times.
Yeah. Serious.
I'm taking a shit. I want my spider team.
I want an entomologist or a fucking arachnologist or whatever it is that studies spiders. I want one of those dudes. And I want a dude that doesn't give a fuck about killing a spider around all the time. Awake. Watching.
Oh, dude,
me.
Checking your shoes, checking the bathroom. Yep. About to take a shit. Paul, let me go in there and check the toilet for you.
Check the toilet. Yep. Because I don't want to get caught with my pants down by
fuck
a funnel
no.
web, dude.
Check out this guy.
Hey, he's cool.
He's like the LSD spider, dude.
This is a peacock spider.
Hey, he's pretty awesome looking.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, and they all have different color patterns.
Dude, I like
stuff.
Dude, these spiders are fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Why are you so scared of spiders, TJ? Look at this little guy.
He looks friendly.
He looks like he was just shocked.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
It's like he just saw the second plane hit the Trade Center or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, Paul, whoa.
What the fuck is that? Whoa, hey, man. Why you got Rupert back up for a second? I was just getting over Rupert.
So here's one of these spiders doing a dance.
Oh, hey.
Dude, it should be to, like, what is that, the Nutcracker, dude? It should be dun 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 dun
dun. Dun 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 dun. He's about to start. He hasn't really started. Now he's doing his little dance.
Dude, that's impressive, dude. Look at that shit.
Look at him go. Hey, hey.
Hey, you want
to
fuck?
To the left. To the left.
You want to smash? You want to fuck? Dude, I think it's his mating dance, isn't it?
Yeah, he's trying to mate.
He's like, hey, look at me.
So they're called the it's not hard to understand why this is called the fucking peacock spider, because it's capable of producing all these different colors and stuff. You notice the females are not nearly so resplendent. However, they all are, despite their more friendly appearance, they are still spiders. It says if the male continues his dance when the female is not interested, she will attempt to attack him, kill him, and feed on him. She may also just do this after the mating anyway. So even if his dance is accepted, he's got to hit it and quit it real fast.
Yeah.
Look, sweetie, that was
it, dude. Get out of there.
That was a great dance, but I'm still going to have to eat you.
Yeah, quite the dancer, but not anymore.
Toot it and boot it. Yeah, dude, this is a fucked up way to live, man.
Scotty, your girlfriend is on here asking why you don't do these sorts of dances for her.
Oh, shit. You're fucked now, damn. Scotty.
Or your wife, actually.
Scotty is going to be in his bedroom tonight with his fucking boxers on his head, waving his arms around in the air and shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm going to do my dance.
Taylor's going to be sitting in the bed with a knife and fork, dude. Like, I don't know.
Might have to eat you. Hurry up. Keep dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I like the tenacity of this little guy, though. You know what I mean? Because he is who he is. He's got to be him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, these spiders, they all have different colors, so, I mean, obviously, they're doing some self-expression there. Like, hey.
They're individuals.
I figured some blue around the eyes is what's going to get bitches. And then this guy is like, this fucking red and blue crazy display I got going on. That's what they're really into. And this guy's like, yeah, I got a red and blue display too, but I got some yellow framing that shit.
Go back to that last one. The other little
this guy?
Yeah, dude, look at his face. Doesn't he look like a little gnome or something with goggles on? Like
he does.
I'll man the flying machine.
Oh, yeah.
Got an ace machine.
This guy's got some purple in there.
Yeah, look at him. I like these little spider individuals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're like they gotta be. They just can't be repressed, man.
They're like the little SJW spiders.
Yeah, they're all
dude.
Artists. They're all poets. They all have their own little dance that they're doing in life and their own little decoration. You know, and I can get behind that,
dude. I want to trip ass with these spiders, dude. Let's just
the males though, because fuck those sadistic
females
that eat them afterwards.
Well, they're not colorful, dude. They're not interesting. These are the interesting ones.
Think about if you're this dude right here.
Yeah.
You spend your whole life training this fucking thing, coming up with your colors and stuff. You pick everything out. You design your shit. and the first bitch you fucks just turns around and eats you.
It's gonna happen, man.
Or doesn't even let you fuck, just eats you before you even get a fuck.
Yeah, like you put all this effort and shit into it. She's like, I'm
yeah, but you know what? Your dance wasn't good enough.
Damn, that's harsh.
If you don't dance well enough, you're not. Look, is she gonna fucking make little spider babies with a guy that can't dance? Fuck
this,
no.
This is the new frontier of civil rights, right here, gentlemen.
Spider rights now.
Peacock spider rights now. Stop this disgusting tradition of eating mates.
What do we want? Spider rights. What do we want them now?
Dude, look at them. They're beautiful. They're individualistic. They're expressive. And they shouldn't be eaten. You know what I mean? That's just cruel.
I feel you, Paul.
Brother Paul, laying down the truth.
That's just cruel.
I feel you. You know what I thought you might be interested in, Paul, is the spiders that are around here.
Man, I don't want to see this shit.
So this is 24 species found in Louisiana. So, you know, I mean, like, it's not, it's one thing to look at a bunch of exotic spiders from far off in some other land or some shit.
Man, why are we
you
fucking
can see these right around
Louisiana,
here, Paul.
Man, what is this?
But these are the spiders that you can get right here at home. Like this guy, Agalanopus naevia. Looks pretty fucking cool. Let's take a look, huh?
Looks pretty fucking cool.
I got five pictures of him. There you go. Look at that friendly guy.
Whoa, dude.
Hello, Paul.
Where are they at? Like, what do they do? What kind of shit do they do?
I don't know.
This one will fuck you up, Paul.
This is a giant licking orb weaver.
Fuck that spider.
Dolomedes. Oh, I'll just read their standard names. White banded fishing spider. Yeah, he looks pretty.
Yeah, those were like probably down by the water.
You know my theory is, TJ?
Dark fishing spider.
You know, I think Paul
166 TJ. Pictures of those. It must be common as dirt.
TJ, you know what I think?
I'm pretty sure this is the one I saw on my fucking porch that night that freaked me the fuck out.
Did I have a theory, TJ?
Paul, my wire just touched my hand, and I was like, a spider!
I just saw it, dude. He flinched fucking hella hard,
yeah,
dude.
I was like, whoa!
I, honestly, though, I think Paul's dude, Paul isn't more afraid than either of us. You want to know why? He's been advocating all the spider, pro-spider shit. Paul's worried, like, what if the spiders get smart? I know that's what you're thinking about. What if they get smart? Then what happens?
I just
Paul wants them to go listen to this podcast and be like, I was advocating for you guys. Don't eat me. Don't fucking kill me. Kill them.
I, for one, welcome our spider overlords.
Yeah, dude. I see what you're playing. You're playing the long game, Paul.
Yeah, I don't want to be wrapped up in a cocoon, dude. Fuck you. You want to be a dissident? Get
dude,
wrapped
they're gonna,
up.
They're going to eat you fucking
if I've
got to
serve
Paul.
The Arachno Empire, dude, I'll do
like,
it. As long as that means I don't get
like,
juiced.
Paul, your pleas fall on deaf ears. We shall eat you first.
Yeah, dude. I'm Maybe. Pretty sure this is the spider I saw on my porch that night. Fuck.
You actually saw the spider?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it was this one. It looks just like the one I saw, but there's a few that look kind of similar, so
maybe
one of these other ones. This one I do not like. Six-spotted fishing spider.
Oh, fuck that one, dude. A fishing spider? So is that on the water and shit?
Yeah, you can see it on the water here.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
Tropical orb weaver. We got those.
Wow.
Let's see what else. Oh, the southern black widow. There they are.
Damn, yeah. Let's go. Let's
well,
look at that
yeah,
one.
I grew up around those, so I, you know.
But you didn't grow up around the southern variant, dude.
Whatever. It looks like the same ones I used to get.
Nope, totally different.
So, Paul, you can just go home and see
lethal.
This one, dude.
Yeah.
Any of us could.
Man, the black
just walk into our house. There's a giant fucking spider. It wants to kill you, Paul.
I'm telling you, man. Widows are like. They're
actually,
really the creepiest spider to me.
They're actually really not very aggressive, though.
They're not, but they are just in sheer looks. They look like an H.R. Giger design or some shit.
Just the fact they have a weird red hourglass on their fucking abdomens, like, hey, what the fuck is that for?
It's a warning, dude.
That's like, hey, stay the fuck out of my way, bitch.
It's like, do not fucking touch
what
me.
What the fuck is this? Bold jumper? Nah.
Oh, yeah, that's a
those
little
are
dude.
Tiny, dude. Those are
oh,
tiny.
Yeah, you're right. I can see the leaf cells there.
Dude,
okay.
I think...
I've seen that one before.
I think one of those, dude, I was doing a hideology the other day, and one of those little dudes jumped right up on my camera arm and was just staring at me while I talked for a few minutes.
Little son of a bitch. Okay.
I think it might have been one of him.
Well, he's a tiny guy, so
yeah,
whatever.
He's a little dude. Like, they're cool, dude. I like the little spiders. I like the little jumping spiders and the little house spiders and stuff, but all this fucking venomous bullshit. Like, look... I understand what Scotty was saying. There's an evolutionary arms race, and there's probably some fucking rat or some shit that was eating these spiders. They had to develop some powerful-ass toxin to fight it off. But look, that ain't me. All I'm asking is that, like, look, you're a spider. You belong in a tree or in a bush. My house is not that. My house is not a tree nor a bush. So stay out in the trees and the bushes, and I won't fuck with you.
What are the insects that go into your house, Paul?
That's my thing.
There's a spider trying to make it in the fucking world.
Well, that's okay.
I'm trying to help you, Paul.
That little guy is an intrepid guy. He's an explorer. He's an ambassador of his people. I'm fine with that. But look, dude.
Damn right you're fine with it.
I don't want these black widows, dude. I don't want the black widows.
Of course, it's the black spiders that Paul wants to discriminate against.
Wow.
Oh, Scotty, come on.
You said it, not me, Paul.
Well, you know, if Paul's scared of the spiders rising up, he ain't going to like this. Meet the spiders that have formed armies, 50,000 strong.
50,000 spiders.
Sweet.
That is insane.
Eight legs, eight eyes, and a pair of venomous fangs. The average spider is so well equipped that it's easy to see why arachnophobes are terrified. But there's one saving grace. At least spiders are solitary, so they are usually encountered in small numbers.
That's actually not true.
That's certainly what I thought. Well, it is true for most of them.
There's colony for spiders, some. Dude. Like barn spiders and shit.
Well, these are...
Are these Peruvian?
These are those. These are not those. These are, this is a species that are encountered only in the rainforest. Is not the only kind of social spider in the world, but it does construct the biggest webs. Some can reach more than 25 feet long, 5 feet wide, a web that could contain as many as 50,000 individual spiders.
That's a web large enough to catch you in its net, TJ. A tasty morsel you will make for the army of 50,000 skittering spiders tonight.
Dude, they could dine on TJ for a while.
Oh, yes. We will feast upon your bloated and putrefying corpse for aeons, TJ.
Is that how spiders talk?
Slowly, gently, we will suck out your fluids, drain you of all of your essences, and leave nothing but dry bones and leathery skin.
Here's a picture of one of their colonies.
Dude, I feel like the leader of the spiders should be voiced by like pre-stroke Tim Curry.
We call this perfect, colony, dude. TJ Catcher Lane.
Whatever.
Each one of our colonies is designed to catch TJ. And one day he will fall into one.
Colony catches but one TJ. It should feast for years.
We would have enough food to grow our brain size exponentially.
Says as they mature, they become intolerant of each other. So I guess
they fucking hit that age, like they hit like teenager status.
Like, God damn it, I'm leaving the colony to make my own way in the world.
Fuck you, mom. Fuck you, dad. Fuck you, million other friends and family members. I'm going my own way. So they really, that is the TJ spider then.
They're
edgelord spider.
Big Tows.
The edgelords.
Spig Tows, dude.
What are we looking at here, TJ?
This is just a compilation of spider videos.
Oh.
Jesus.
First, we hear the side drum or snare.
Right, drum.
Sweep it out. Sweep it out.
This looks like one of those.
Oh God! It jumped at him.
Jesus fucking Christ!
That's why you step on it.
That's one of those Australian ones, isn't it?
I don't know. That was a motherfucker.
Not the most deadly one. The other one.
TJ, pause this real quick.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through what would happen to you if you something similar like that happened? Like, let's say you walked into this kitchen to get a Pop Tart late at night. You're hungry, right?
Yeah.
You flick on the kitchen light, and down at the end of the kitchen, you see one of these.
So I'm like already in the kitchen.
You flick on the light, and down at the end where the laundry room is, you see one of these just.
Well, the light is deep into the kitchen.
So. Right. So like it's right near you. You flick it on, and you see it there. And then before you can even process what you're seeing, it leaps at you.
Right.
Well, what would happen?
What would happen?
What would happen?
I'd probably jump myself like as far back as I possibly could. And if it jumped on me, you'd basically just see me. I might as well just go on camera for this.
Yeah.
You'd probably see me do a maneuver kind of like this. Hope I don't break my chair.
God, no,
I bet you TJ would fucking piss
I would
himself,
run away,
dude.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for sure.
You'd shit and piss yourself, dude.
I am pretty sure, no, thing. I'm pretty sure I would then run into another room and cry.
Cry, dude?
I'm pretty sure I would cry afterwards. I'm pretty sure I'd go somewhere.
And just like...
I'd be crying and I'd have some kind of weapon. And I'd be like looking all over the room.
Dude, what if while you were crying, you heard the telltale sound of skittering legs on the window outside and you drew the drapes back and there were like 100 of those same spiders on the outside of the house.
At
and you
that
realize
point, I'm going to just fucking try to find something to kill myself
the
with.
The spidocalypse has happened, dude.
There's going to be another house burned down.
Dude, it's arachnophobia, TJ. The spiders take over the city.
Hell no.
That was the funniest shit I've ever
Hell
seen.
Hell no. Uh-uh.
Oh, man, dude.
Hell no.
Oh, man, I would pay literal money to see a spider like that jump on you just to see that.
That'd be so beautiful.
No.
Whoa,
what
no,
is
no,
that?
No.
That's just a bunch of Daddy Long's legs.
Dude, flamethrower.
It is, but there's too many.
Ah! Flamethrower it.
Okay.
All
right.
Hey, old guy. How you doing?
Alrighty. It's like the latex spider.
He looks all right. Yeah, he looks. He does look like kind of like a gimp spider.
Yeah,
this is the BDSM spider right here.
Can I come yet, mistress? Can I come? Please, I've been a good boy, mistress. Please. Oh God. Please. Please don't eat me, mistress.
Dude, I like this guy's fucking tactic. Ah.
Fudge. Uh-uh.
No, no, dude. No, not with your hand, no. Bro. Dude.
I know the spider's like, I'm not going to step there.
No, not with your hand. I hope that's what that meant. Translated. Yeah, let's get something
nope,
to squish it.
They're grabbing it with their hand.
No. No. Don't do it, guy. You have so much to fucking... That thing is going to leap a million miles, dude. It's going to jump. It's going to spring like a fucking...
I don't think so.
No.
This is pretty slow.
Oh, God, dude. No, nope. Dude, no. This is a bad idea.
Grab it.
This is a bad idea.
Oh, God. Just grab the fucking thing already.
Get a trash
Jesus
bag
Christ.
Or something, man. And get it in there. Oh,
they're
no.
They're laughing, dude. They're having a good time. It's all good, see?
No!
Just imagining the weight of that in my hands just makes me want to
fucking
Dude,
and the feel
puke.
Of the legs fucking tickling as they try
if
and
you
fucking
know,
find
but you
some
know what?
Ground.
It's probably not a very dangerous spider. It's probably just big.
No, dude. No.
Oh, it's a pet spider.
Oh, it's their pet.
Oh, so he's used to handling it.
Then. Yeah, that's different, dude.
Fuck me,
it's not
dude.
Dangerous.
Still.
God
still.
Damn it.
It's a pet spider.
Son of a bitch, man. This fucking clickbait ass shit got me.
Oh, fuck. Okay, now this is actually... Alright, I've seen this video before. What's going on here? Just want to take a shit. Gonna take a shit. Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope. Not taking a shit there.
Yeah, I'll find somewhere else to dump ass. I'd rather shit my pants, honestly.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Here's another
Oh,
one.
A spider on your balls, dude.
Man. No, dude, it's got a big sack of babies, dude.
Oh, fuck. No, don't smash that thing, dude. Flamethrower.
Oh, no, man.
Flamethrower.
No.
When you burn your house down.
See, this belongs
be
in
worth
the forest.
It.
This is what I'm talking about.
Dude, it'd be worth it.
She should be in a bush with this shit, not on my wall with it, you know? Take that shit to a bush, lady.
Take that shit to a fucking bush.
Yeah,
she likes where she is.
You know where that's where that belongs.
Oh, fuck, dude. There's so many of the babies. Oh, fuck. Dude, if you smash that, it'd just be an army of babies throughout your house.
No, dude, don't do it, man.
It looks like there's already an army of babies now.
Dude, I'm telling you, flamethrower.
And each one of those could potentially
burn
be
this
as big
shit.
As that fucker.
Burn this shit
no.
The fuck down.
Boo.
Fuck no, dude. That's just a fucking baby pile.
Oh, God. Why is this happening?
We are here, TJ. Your house is now our house. That's how the colonization begins.
This is one of the giant huntsman spiders as well, by the way. So this is somewhere in fucking Australia.
Oh my god, dude!
So it sounds like Beethoven.
Why would? Baby sack. Why is anybody in Australia? I don't understand.
Are they even alive, dude?
This is all it would take to get me to leave that country. If I found this in my fucking garage or something.
I don't
care
if it's like a 20-hour flight. If I go to this country and this is something I see at any point, I'm flying back.
It's not a 20-hour flight, but it's pretty long.
That day, I don't care. I'll fucking swim back.
They're swarming out of that sack. They're just popping out of that sack one by one, dude.
Oh my god!
And there's just endless of them in there.
This
you can
is
see
a good
some
October
of them in it.
Episode. Why do you think we chose this shit? It's all creepy.
Man,
shit.
I would never fucking nope. Like this is grounds for burning a whole house down, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Just
this
burn
is grounds
this shit to
for
the fucking
burning
ground.
Fucking Australia down.
Yeah, nuke it from orbit.
Like, we can't allow this shit to spread.
Oh, no, 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 no. They just keep coming. Look at them.
Oh, they're coming now.
Oh, God. They're just all, they're like, yep, freedom, freedom. Look at them. Oh, my God.
Just pouring
There's
out.
There's like 10,000 of them, man.
Don't forget about me. What about me? What about me?
She's finally getting off of it and letting them out.
She's like, oh, wait. Let these motherfuckers out. She's going to rip the sack open, dude.
Looks like she is.
I mean, it's already ripped open. There's still some of them in it, but like she's released most of them now. Oh God, man, this is hideous.
Go forth and multiply. Fuck that.
Nope.
Fuck
nobody,
that.
Nope. 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 Nobody. Nope.
Jesus.
Dude, Paul, what would you do if you came home? And this was your fucking wall, dude.
Move.
The same night.
Mm-hmm. Leave all my belongings, all my anything.
Hey, Paul.
It's all a write-off.
You know what the jumping spider's name is scientifically? They're called salticids.
Hey, that's why I like them so much, dude. They're salticids, dude. I'm one of theirs. I'm one of their kind.
You are among them. You are among their group.
I'm definitely not one of these. So this is hideous.
We got another one. This is one that you pulled, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't it. This is about the trapdoor spider.
Oh, yeah, this guy's my favorite, personally.
So the trapdoor spider hunts
I'm Cedric the Cricket.
Different little way.
And I've got a simple life, really. I just forage around on the floor of the forest, eating as I may. A little morsel of food here. Oh, Jesus Christ, no, what the fuck? It's my nightmare, please. Somebody save me. No, don't let it drag me in the hole.
Oh, dude, look at all the fucking goo. Look at all the cricket goo come out.
Dude.
Cedric is Dedrick, bitch. All right, here's another toilet one. Jesus. I'm never going to fucking be able to sit down on a toilet again.
Gonna take a shit. Gonna take a shit. Hope there's not a spider.
I can already see the fucking spider up in there.
I was just about to go poop.
I was about to poop.
Clean your toilet.
Jesus, I thought I saw
something else move. Why is the audio so? It's like,
I have it turned down pretty low. Yeah, okay. Some of the music that was being used.
Yeah,
earlier.
Who cares what this guy's narrative?
I don't give a shit.
I
want
to make fun of him
saying.
Though, but that's fine.
I had to sit down, I almost took a poop.
It's one of those bad video tropes.
We
have to explain what happened like 15 times. So I was about to take a shit, and I was about to sit down and take a shit.
So TJ, can you pause this?
Yeah.
I want to walk you through another scenario, okay?
All right, go ahead.
It's late at night, you wake up, and you feel that fiery rumbling in your gut that lets you know that you've got to take a fat shit. But you're tired, you're groggy, you're bleary-eyed.
Yeah.
You stumble into the bathroom, you just flop your ass down, and you start shitting. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you feel this sharp, intense pain right in your butt cheek.
Yeah.
You stand up mid-shit, you know what I mean? Spraying shit everywhere as you stand up. You lift up the toilet seat, and you see one of these glistening black-white widow spiders, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'd probably faint.
You would faint?
I'd probably faint, and then hopefully Chelsea would hear it and call the hospital.
You would faint?
I'd probably faint. I'd probably look down at it and be like, and then I'd start to feel like, oh,
dude. Oh, man, I feel bad for that ambulance. TJ's just covered in shit. Got a big-ass spider fucking bite on his fucking ass. A bulbous little fucking red fucking mark.
I bit my butt.
Covered in shit. Have to fucking transport TJ to the hospital.
Why is TJ in crisis such a hilarious thing?
Black Widow butt bite, baby. Black Widow butt bite.
I don't know.
Oh, man. What about that trapdoor spider, TJ? What if you're outside playing fetch with Salvador one day, right?
Yeah.
And he brings his little bone or whatever you're throwing back and drops it next to you. Mm-hmm. And you reach down to pick it up off of the ground. And one of these trap doors opens up and one of these things leaps out and just jumps right onto your hand and starts trying to drag it into that hole, TJ. What would you do?
I mean, it'd basically just be the same thing I showed you earlier. I mean, that the 90% of these hypothetical scenarios
I know. I just
are
wanna,
some variant I just of like... Dude,
you know what Paul's doing, right?
What?
He just wants you to think. He's giving these scenarios. So late at night, you'll be in your brain. Like, you have to think of shit.
Scotty, why are you giving away
Do you know
game?
What?
This is going to happen, TJ. Yeah. You know what's going to happen for real? Like, you're going to have to get up and take a shit. And you're going to think about what fucking Paul said. You're going to be too scared to shit.
Oh, just doing this episode has ensured you're gonna be
that. So you win either way. You know what?
Days, like, I'm on edge for sure.
Who cares? It's just a fucking spider, man.
Whatever, Scotty.
I'm going to go home. You know what I'm going to do, TJ? I'm going to prop my ass down. I'm not going to look at all. I'm going to take a massive shit. You know
Dude,
what you're going to do?
What if one
you're
time...
You'll be shaking in your fucking boots. I'm going to take a fucking dump in peace.
What if one
what's
time,
that?
TJ...
Oh, what's that?
You walked into the living room late at night, and you turned the light on, and you noticed that the light was dimmer than normal, and you're like, why is it so dim? And then you look up at the light, and you can see inside of the bulb is just swarming with those little huntsman babies, and they come pouring out of the fucking ceiling fan and dropping onto the floor and skittering every which way, TJ. What would you do then?
This has been our spider episode. We'll have some more Halloween goodness for you guys coming up in the coming weeks. Our next episode will be in some way tangentially related to this. How? You'll find out.
Yep.
So if you want to see that, be sure to become a patron. And also, we'll be back on Thursday with some new clips. And if you're a patron, you'll get to see the full show on either Friday if you're a $10 patron or Wednesday. I'm sorry, either Wednesday if you're a $10 patron or Thursday if you are a $5 patron.
Yep, yep.
And the Friday show is, of course, going to be for all patrons, as it always has been. And, yeah, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for freaking out with me. And fuck spiders.
The spiders live inside you.
Sleep tight, TJ.
Sleep tight, audience.
Don't let the spiders bite.
Most of the audience is pretty similar in reaction to what I said. So.